Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for the opportunity we have tonight to come and gather in your presence. And Lord, I thank you that you are so faithful to meet us here, to speak to our hearts and to do a work in our lives. But Father, we just want to honor you and glorify you tonight and bless your name. I pray, Father, that you give us ears to hear tonight. Lord, that we would be open and receptive to the word of God. I pray, Father, that as we hear your word tonight, that faith will come. And Lord, that you be magnified and glorified in our mind, in our heart, and in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. In John 14 and 6, Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." He said, "I am the way." He didn't say a way, he said the way. There is no other way to a relationship with God except through the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "No one comes to the Father except through me." I know you know that. But we need to be reminded, we need to be encouraged, not so that we can go out and condemn people who maybe have believed some other way, but so that we will be bold to tell people that there's only one way, and that's Jesus. Acts 4:12 says, "There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." You know, I know that mentality is out there today. There's lots of ways to God. And no, we got to remember that broad is the way that leads to destruction. Narrow is the way that leads to life. They say, "Oh, but that's so exclusive. You're excluding people." No, it's all inclusive, for it's for whosoever will. But they got to come through Jesus. Got to come by the blood of the Lord Jesus. That's the only way, is through the blood of Jesus. We all have to come that way. There's none of us that deserve God's love. None of us deserve God's blessing in our life, but it's by grace. Romans 3:10 says, "There's none righteous, no, not one." See, all of us have to come this way by simply believing in what Jesus Christ has done for us on the cross. It is, as the Bible says, it is by grace we've been saved through faith. He made the way for us. John 3:16 and 17, "But God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Listen, Jesus is the only one who had the right to condemn anybody because he was righteous. And yet, he didn't come to condemn, he came to save. I want you to hear this now. I'm laying a foundation here. I don't know if you know that or not, but I'm laying a foundation here that God made the way. This is the greatest challenge of history for mankind, is that we might be saved. And God made the way. He made a way for us to have a relationship with him. And you got to remember, that's what sets Christianity apart, is that it is through the blood of the Lord Jesus, it's through the person of Christ, that we have a relationship with God where we can be close to him and know that he's right there with us. With all of our shortcomings, our faults, our failures, yet he made a way that we could be close to him. Hebrews 10:19 through 22 says, "Brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus," there's no other way, "by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. He said, a new and living way. See, God made that way for us to be able to. He says, come into the holiest. That means that you're in the very presence of holy God, that you're right there with him. By the blood of Jesus, we come with confidence. It's faith, not in anything we've done or how religious we are, but it is faith in what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross, that he has taken our sins away. He made a new and living way. And all we had to do was believe. Now, I want you to get this. God made a way. If God could make a way for sinful man, for fallen man, to be brought back into relationship with a holy God. Don't you think that God can make a way in your struggles, in your battles, in your difficulties? I'm telling you, God can make a way. Whatever battle, whatever challenge you face, God can make a way. He's already made a way for the most difficult thing you will ever face. What an awesome God. I want to go to Isaiah 43. This is a passage of scripture I believe the Lord gave us prophetically as a church this year as we moved into our new building. Isaiah 43, verses 16 through 19. He says, thus says the Lord who makes a way. There it is. Who makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters. Who brings forth the chariot and horse, the army, and the power, they shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinguished. They are quenched like a wick. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I'll do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? Now I want you to remember here that he said, again, that he said he would do a new thing. Don't remember the former things. He says, I'm going to do a new thing. That's real important when you're looking for God's deliverance. When God is making a way, it's real important that you understand that God many times is going to do a new thing. And for us to get that, we got to forget about the former things. But he goes on and he says, behold, I'll do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Now both the King James and the NIV both say, I will make a way in the wilderness. Those first few verses, he's reminding us of what the Lord did when he brought the children of Israel out of Egypt and how he delivered them from Pharaoh's army. He made a way through the sea. Now, I know you know the story, but it's so amazing. Here these people were just for the most part faithless, and they had become so full of Egypt. It's not like they were real super spiritual people. I mean, you know, Moses and Aaron sort of had it together. But the rest of them, they just weren't very spiritual people. And so when Pharaoh's army is pursuing after them and they're cornered at the sea and there's nowhere to go, they say, why didn't you just let us die in Egypt? That would have been better. They were sure they were just going to die. But God made a way. And Moses held his rod out over the sea, and an east wind blew. It's amazing to me how God chooses to work. I mean, he could have just, you know, zapped it from heaven, just psh. But he brings an east wind. I guess that was so the, you know, nowadays when God does things many times, people reason it out. I guess that was so the reasoners could say, oh, it was just, we got lucky and got an east wind. that parted the sea and it stood up like a wall on both sides. Listen, that's about the reasoning that some people have to use nowadays to get rid of some of the miracles that God has done. But God made a way. And they walked through. Can you imagine what that must have been like to walk through, seeing the wall of water on each side of you? How could you go through something like that and ever forget and ever not trust God again? But they did. In fact, it wasn't very long at all until they were saying again, why didn't you just let us die in Egypt? And I'm telling you that people do the same thing today. I want to remind you that God who made a way for them, God who's made a way for you in the past, He will make a way. They were hemmed in with nowhere to go. You ever felt like you were hemmed in? Didn't have anywhere to go? You ever been under attack? You need to remember, they weren't even an army yet. They were just a bunch of people. They weren't ready for battle. But God made a way. And I want to tell you tonight that He can do that for you. When you're under attack, when there doesn't seem to be any way out, God will make a way. When you're sick and the doctors can't help, sometimes they can't even figure out what's wrong, God will make a way. When you're in the wilderness and you don't have any provision, He says, I'll make a way. I'll make a road. There's going to be a way out. When you don't know which direction to go, what to do, God will make a way for you. There's a man in John chapter 5. At the pool of Bethesda. And this man had been there for 38 years, verse 5 tells us. And Jesus sees him there and He says, do you want to be made well? Now this man, he says, well, when the water stirred, I don't have anybody to put me into the water. See, the legend was that an angel would come periodically and stir the waters, and the first one in would get healed. And so this guy is talking about the way that maybe others had received their miracle. But not this man. Jesus healed him another way. He just told him to get up, take up his bed, and walk. Here's what I want you to understand. See, you need to know that God does things a different way. He does it. People always try to make a religion out of something God did one time. Listen, what you need to learn from other people's miracles is that God does miracles. He made a way for them, and He'll make a way for you. But don't try to copy somebody else's miracle. Well, they did this, and they did this, and this is what happened, so I'm going to do this, this, and the same thing. You see, this man was focused on the way other people had received. But Jesus had to change His focus. And I'm just telling you, a lot of the time we miss what God wants to do in our life. He'll make a way, but you'll miss it if you think that He's got to do it your way. If you think that He's got to do it the way you are imagining, the way you've seen it before, I'm just telling you, God will make a way. When the debts pile up and creditors are calling, He'll make a way. It's amazing, these miracles that happened in the Bible, and yet they're no more real than the miracles that have happened today in our lives. A certain woman, this is 2 Kings chapter 4, a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha saying, your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be a slave. So Elisha says to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house? And she said, your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil. Then he said, go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons. Then pour it into all those vessels and set aside the full ones. So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons who brought the vessels to her. And she poured it out. And now it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said to her son, bring me another vessel. And he said to her, there is not another vessel. So the oil ceased. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons live on the rest. Now, what a strange miracle. But God made a way. She says, I'm gonna have to give my sons to the creditors. But God made a way. And I'm just telling you, God will do the same thing in your life. It's amazing to me how innovative God is. He's so much more creative than we are. Remember, he's the one that created everything. And our little minds can't even begin to understand the complexities of the universe. Even the smallest cells or DNA or much less an atom. How could we even begin to fathom the universe? I'm just telling you, God is a creative God. Don't limit him in what he can do in your life. I've been there financially when I shouldn't have been making it. But God just made the money go further. I don't know how. If I did, I could be like all those other guys and write a book, right? But I don't know how. All I know is that I was trusting God. You know, they say God has mercy on the simple. You know, I don't know. All I know is that I was trusting God and everything was okay. He made a way. And I'm telling you that God will do that in your life if you'll believe him, if you'll trust him. He makes a way through the wilderness. You know, when Carmen and I left Grace from being youth pastor in 1992, we went to pastor a small church for a short time in Mount Pleasant, Texas, and we went there and looked for a house, and we were trying to find something to rent because we had to move quick, and we couldn't find anything. And so we ended up moving in with my grandmother, who lived about 50 miles from there. And we commuted that 50 miles, and it was kind of hard a little bit, sort of. I mean, we made a really quick move, and we didn't sell our house. We didn't move our stuff. We just took the kids, and we went. And it was kind of strange, but we looked at it as a long vacation because we used to go stay with grandmother for vacation. And so we had 10 or 12 weeks where we just were vacationing. But God made a way. And the truth is that Carmen and I wouldn't trade that time with my grandmother to live in a mansion. I'm just telling you that God makes a way. And sometimes we miss it because we're looking for something different than what he wants to do. But he will always make a way for you. And we never considered that to be a bad thing in our life. That we stayed with grandma. We had to stay with grandmother. No, it was a blessing. And I'm just telling you, though, that he always makes a way. I was fired from one youth ministry position. The pastor decided that he wanted to hire his nephew. And he told me that about 6 months earlier, but I stuck around until he fired me, so some people are hard to get rid of. But anyway, and so, you know, we had about 5 months in between ministry positions. And in that 5 months, we lived with my parents for a little while, and we lived with Carmen's parents. We lived with the Nichols for a little while. And God made a way. I mean, we didn't want to put roots down somewhere because we didn't know where we were going to be yet. We're just praying and seeking the Lord. But the Lord blessed us. We never had any bills unpaid. We never had any needs. We never went without anything. And the Lord provided me opportunities to minister. I preached somewhere every Sunday in that 5 months except for two Sundays. I got two Sundays off that. I got two Sundays off just recently. But anyway, I'm just saying the Lord just blessed us. He made a way. And I'm just testifying to you that God will make a way. When you lose a job, He makes a way. Sometimes it's like, you know, you leave this job and you go to one making twice as much. And we go, yeah, that's awesome. Do it that way for me, God. I want to do it that. Listen, it doesn't always go like that. But He'll make a way. Now, here's a story about Wallace Johnson, the builder of a lot of Holiday Inn motels and convalescent hospitals. He says when he was 40 years old, he worked at a sawmill. And one morning, his boss told him he was fired. So depressed and discouraged, he felt like the world had caved in on him. It was during the Depression. And he and his wife, they needed the small wages that he was making. But he went home and told his wife what had happened. And she said, what are you going to do? And he says, well, I'm going to mortgage our little home, and I'm going to go into the building business. His first venture was to construct two small buildings, but within 5 years, he was a multimillionaire. Doesn't always happen that way. But God made a way for him and provided for him when it didn't seem like there's any way. In the Depression, God made a way. By the way, I know a man who worked as a salesman for a meat processing company, and his boss fired him, and he went out and he was able to purchase all of the meat processing equipment that he needed to open his own place. He purchased it through, it was a foreclosure, an IRS kind of thing, and it was auctioned off, and he bought it for pennies on the dollar. And he opened his own business and within a few years became a millionaire. I'm just telling you, God makes a way. I'm not telling you that God wants all of you to be millionaires. What I'm telling you is that God will make a way for you. I just wanted to clarify that. It's real funny how we always start thinking, okay, well, God did it this way, so that's the way He's going to do it for me. No, you'll miss it. Remember what Joseph said to his brothers. He said, you meant it for evil. I mean, when Joseph's brothers threw him in a pit and then sold him into slavery, what that must have felt like to him. He said, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. To save many lives. And you see, you just got to know this, that God will make a way to fulfill His plan and purpose in your life. And sometimes it may look like it's all going the wrong direction, but He'll make a way. When the needs are too great, He makes a way. Not going to read all of this one, but Matthew chapter 14 is one of those examples where the multitudes have been following Jesus. They just have 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And He says, bring them here to me. Now there were 5,000 men besides women and children. May have been 15, 20,000 people there. 5,000 men plus women and children. And He fed them all. I'm just telling you, reminding you, God makes a way. He is a sovereign God. There's not anything that He can't do in your life. And in the desperate times, in the times when we need a big miracle, God can do that. But I also want you to know that God will make a way, even in the details of life. Remember Jesus' first miracle, the wedding of Cana of Galilee. He turns the water into wine. I'm just saying God makes a way. Whatever the situation is, and you need to know that He's faithful, that you can trust Him, and whatever He has given you, purposed for you in this life, He is able to bring it to pass. I love what Job says. You know, Job said some things a few times that kind of got him in trouble, but in Job 42:2, he got this right. He says, I know that you can do everything and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. And I'm just saying God will bring it to pass. See, He made a way for this church. Now, for some of you who are just like giant faith giants, you're just, you know, I know you never had a moment, but I'm just saying, though, that in the natural, and if you listen to the critics, this church wasn't going to make it. I mean, there's just no way that this church could make it after having a great pastor like Brother Harold Nichols, and you didn't bring in this little guy, whatever. But God makes a way. And we sit on that little shopping center corner up in there somewhere for 7 years plus. But God makes a way because He's given us a vision. He's given us this purpose that we're going to reach a lot of people. We're just starting. It's never been about a building. We say this all the time, but we got to keep it right. It's never been about a building. It's about reaching people and seeing lives change. What did He say? What Joseph say? He said, to the saving of many lives. Well, I believe the Lord has brought us this way for the saving of many lives. So we can see a lot of people brought to the Lord. But He makes a way through all kinds of difficulties, all kinds of struggles. There's a time when the Dallas Theological Seminary was really struggling financially, and the president, Louis Schaefer, and Harry Ironside were praying, and some of the other faculty. And Harry Ironside prayed, Lord, we know that You own the cattle on 1,000 hills. Please sell some of them and send us the money. Now, I don't know. I'm just telling you, God does these kinds of things, and you may not believe it. I do, because I've seen God do so many weird, strange miracles. Meanwhile, a Texas businessman stepped into the seminary business office saying, I just sold 2 carloads of cattle in Fort Worth and feel compelled to give the money to the seminary. I don't know if you need it or not, but here's the check. The surprised secretary took the check and timidly knocked on the door of the prayer meeting when Dr. Schaefer took the check out of her hand. It was for the exact amount of the debt. Turning to Dr. Ironside, Schaefer said, Harry, God sold the cattle. God will make a way. Now, when you talk about difficult times and you talk about God making a way, you got to look at this verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. In fact, some of you need to be sure you jot this one down or mark it in your Bible, or better yet, even memorize it. But if you don't need it right now, well, hang on to it. You will. It says, no temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man. It's amazing how we think nobody else has ever been through what I'm going through. But one way or another, others have been that way before. And even the Lord Jesus Himself was tempted in all points like we are, yet without sin. But no temptation has taken you except such as common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Now, first of all, I want you to understand that anytime we're not living by faith and walking in faith and obedience, it's sin. And that's temptation to sin when we're tempted to not obey God and to walk in faith. But I want you to understand when he's talking about, he kept saying tempted here, he's not just talking about temptation in the traditional sense, not that only is what I'm saying, that you're tempted to do some wrong deed. But it's talking about when you're tested, when you're tried, God will make a way. He will always make a way of escape so that you'll be able to bear it. You ever felt like you couldn't bear it? You know, you read that verse or you hear that verse and you say, hey, God, hello, I can't take it anymore. Evidently, you did. You're still here. You're still making it. But here's the key to that. You got to believe that God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but he will make a way of escape so that you can bear it. He'll get you out. He'll get you through. He's going to make a way. No matter how tough it is, no matter what it looks like, he'll make a way if you'll trust him. You know, when you talk about sin, all of us go through those times of temptation. And you know, when people feel like God has let them down or that somehow life has been unfair to them and they've been wronged, do you know that's when people, I'm talking about good Christian people, that's when they're most tempted to sin. Because they feel like they, you know, like what I've been through, I deserve it. Or what I've been through, what I'm going through right now, you know, it's kind of like, well, if all this bad has happened to me, then I should get a freebie, you know. Somehow they justify. Happens all the time. People don't make as much at their job as maybe what they don't think they're properly compensated. And so, you know, they grab a few little extras from the office and take them home with them and they think nothing about it. And, you know, why shouldn't we cheat on our cat taxes, all these people getting a free ride in our country? Sound familiar to anybody? But when people are facing temptation, so often there's with it that question of God's character, that God hasn't been faithful to you. I'm telling you, you got to remember that God is faithful and he'll make a way. Well, just for fun, one little boy, he was saving up his money for a bat, a ball bat, and he was having a hard time saving his money, and his mom overheard him praying one night, Lord, please don't let the ice cream truck come down my street. Well, we should pray, Lord, deliver us from temptation. Jesus said to pray that way. But I'm just telling you, if you'll remember that God is faithful and you'll keep your eyes out, keep your eyes open, he will make the way of escape. He'll always make the way. He is faithful. I love that's in there. You know, listen, the Lord knows we need that. You need to be reminded, but God is faithful. He knows what we can handle. We just got to believe for him to make the way. Sometimes when, I'm not going to tell you all of the little details here. I'm just going to testify and say that I've had times when I felt like I was attacked by the enemy on all fronts. Whether it's my wife's health and pressures of ministry and personal issues and just all kinds of things all at once, and it just seems too much. But he makes a way. He makes a way if you just trust Him. Just keep looking to Him. Psalms 103 verse 14 says, He knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. See, He knows your weakness. Don't ever question. Don't ever question whether or not He's putting you through or allowing you to go through too much. Listen, He'll not allow you to be tempted beyond what you can bear. He is faithful. He'll make a way, but remember, His way is not man's way. You got to be willing to go God's way. Our way won't work. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9, My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. You know, it just reminds me of so often, if we'll choose to do things God's way, like, for example, forgive, when we'd rather have a little vengeance, when maybe the tendency is to be critical and judgmental, but instead we do God's way and we show mercy. I'm just saying, this is why we miss that way a lot of the time, is because we're doing it our way instead of looking for God's way of deliverance. I'm saying that way of deliverance so often comes when we trust the Lord and we do those simple acts of obedience, like forgive and show mercy and give. But remember this, most of the time He makes a way we wouldn't have thought of. He uses a new way. So don't be trying to copy somebody else's miracle, but trust Him. Psalms 37 and 5 says, Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. We just got to trust Him enough that we'll obey Him and do what He says. Be willing to obey like Moses did, like the widow did, like the disciples did when He said, Bring me the fish and the loaves. We just got to be willing to obey. In Psalms 18, 30 through 32, we're going to close with this one. It says, As for God, His way is perfect. May not seem like it at the moment, but God knows what He's doing. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in Him. For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. What a promise. See, our road may seem to be difficult and crooked and uphill. It may seem like the long way around, but I'm telling you that He will bring you through to victory. And there will come a day when you can say, and makes my way perfect. That's blessing. That's prosperity. That's the goodness of God being poured out on you. But looking back from eternity, I believe we're going to be able to see that He worked it all out. Worked it all together for our good. God will make a way. He says, I will make a way. Amen. Stand with me. Let's pray together. Father, I thank You for the promises of Your word. I thank You, Lord, that You are so faithful to me and so merciful. Oh, Father, that over and over and over, Lord, You just give us another chance and another chance. You pursue after us when we go the wrong way. And Lord, even in our weakness, Lord, somehow You make a way. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father, for Your goodness to us, Your blessing upon us, Lord. I pray tonight, Father, for those that are dealing with issues that just seem too much, for burdens that are just too heavy, Lord, and for those that are just under such stress that they don't feel like they can take it anymore. I pray, Father, that tonight that faith will rise in their heart to cast that care over on the Lord. Oh, to trust you with it, Lord, and be free from it in the name of Jesus. Lord, that those old shackles of doubt and unbelief be broken, Lord, that they rise up with wings like the eagle and soar above in Jesus' name as they trust in you. Lord, forgive us for times when we have doubted or questioned you. But Father, tonight we just by faith choose to rest in you and trust you fresh and new. Lord, we just release those burdens to you. We cast the care of it over on you. And Father, I pray that you will speak to hearts. Show us, Lord, the way. Show us what we need to do. Lord, show us when it's time to move and when it's time to stand still and see your salvation. Oh, but Father, we look to you and we trust you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He'll make a way. I don't know how. I know he'll make a way. Tonight as we dismiss, if you need special prayer, I and other prayer partners would be glad to pray with you. And we're going to pray and believe with you that God will make a way. Listen, I want to say it one more time. He may not do it the way that you want. The way you think he ought to do it, if you were God, just remember he's way better at being God than you are. He will make a way. But if you need special prayer tonight, I just encourage you to come up. Take this message with you and remember it. Whatever you're facing this week, whatever you face this year, he'll make a way. Amen. Lord bless you. I love you.